A boat sinks at the Haines Harbor, and the fate of Mosquito Lake School may be decided Tuesday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. The heavy snowfall over the weekend may have contributed to a boat sinking at the Haines Harbor Monday morning. Harbor Master Phil Benner said harbor staff found the Toby, a 31-foot fiberglass cabin cruiser, underwater as they did dock checks Monday morning about 8:15. Benner said harbor crews contacted boat owner Mark Fontenot and determined there was about 200 gallons of fuel on board. They put out booms and oil pads, which Benner said contained the fuel.
It doesn't look like that much has escaped, and we have it all boomed off. We don't have to shut down the harbor or anything. We've kept it confined to the slip.
Local crews were at the boat Monday to see if it could be raised, Benner said.
Well, Carrie's down here from Canal Marine. He's a diver, and we're trying to find some dive bags, or we might just see if another vessel can lift on one side, because the other side's still tied to the dock, so we might be able to lift on one side and get it stabilized. We're still working on how to do that.
According to the National Weather Service, parts of Haines received 21 inches of snow by Saturday night, with just over 24 inches reported at the border. Nearly 17 inches was reported in Dyea near Skagway. The weather then warmed to above freezing, bringing rain and saturating the snow to make it heavy. The Skagway Fire Department responded to a fire last Wednesday at Hamilton Construction's Klondike Yard. Skagway Fire Chief Jeremy Simmons said the old docks from the small boat harbor, from when they were replaced, were ignited by accident. The Skagway News reported a slag from a cutting torch was the cause. Simmons said the treated wood and attached styrofoam floats caused toxic smoke as it was burning, and so the fire department requested police evacuate residents south of the yard. The homes were not threatened by the flames, just the smoke blowing through. Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett said police went to a handful of homes, suggesting residents leave the area. The evacuation lasted for less than an hour, he said. Simmons said the fire was contained and extinguished within a few hours. The Hainesboro Assembly meets Tuesday, and it's going to be a meeting heavy on heliskiing. Issues about heliskiing appear twice on the agenda, but will also be addressed in a committee meeting earlier in the evening. The first issue is about an application to host a special ski event. Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures is proposing a month-long photo and cinematography contest to boost Haines' appeal during a lackluster snow season. The company proposes the borough allow access to about 9,700 acres of land currently closed to heliskiing operations. SEBA, with support from Alaska Heliskiing, says opening these lands for a contest would attract more skiers who might otherwise pass on coming this season because of low snowpack and a warm winter. Interim manager Julie Causey recommended the event be allowed and about half the lands requested be opened until April 21st. Alaska Department of Fish and Game last week submitted a letter to the Assembly requesting not to open any of the lands, citing ongoing mountain goat studies and concerns for pregnant nannies this time of year in some of the locations. The final word on allowing the event and opening any additional area for it rests with the Assembly on Tuesday. But before the regular meeting, the Commerce Committee will take up the issue to review Causey's recommendation and talk with the Department of Fish and Game. The committee will also take public comments on the proposal during its meeting as a way of channeling comments to the Assembly. That committee meeting starts at 4:30 in Assembly chambers. The item then comes up before the Assembly toward the end of its meeting. But earlier on, the group will decide a different issue having to do with heliskiing, whether to allow a private heliport on Chilkat Lake Road. Big Salmon Ventures is a partner company of SEBA and owns property on Chilkat Lake Road, where it plans to build an ecotourism lodge. It wants to construct a heliport to offer heliskiing directly from the lodge. Because the area is zoned general use, no permit is required for the lodge, but one is required to operate the heliport. SEBA applied for a heliport permit at roughly the same location 2 years ago and was denied, primarily based on noise concerns from residents of the Eagle Vista subdivision. The company says it has revised the location of the helipad to reduce noise, and it conducted decibel readings at the site earlier this year. But neighbors said the proximity to the heliport operation would still be disruptive. Kazi recommended allowing a one-year trial period for the permit to evaluate the noise, but the Planning Commission denied the permit. Big Salmon Ventures is appealing to the Assembly, which can choose to uphold the Planning Commission's decision or reverse it and allow the heliport. They could also vote to allow the permit for a trial period or with other restrictions. The hearing could take a while. SEBA gets to present its case to the Assembly, then borough staff presents, and then public comments are taken. The Assembly can choose to deliberate in open session or executive session, but must make a decision at the meeting. Looking at the other items on the agenda, the meeting kicks off with the oath of office for new Police Chief Bill Musser, who's been on the job since February 27th. It then launches into public hearings for two new commercial tour permit applications. One is a new venture called Haynes Rafting Company and is owned by Andy Hedden, formerly of Chilkat Guides. He wants to operate raft and van tours in the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve and van tours to Haynes Junction. Rainbow Glacier Adventures is also applying to conduct expanded tours from what it currently offers. Owner Joe Ordonez wants to include rafting and canoeing tours in the Chilkat River watershed and Mosquito Lake as part of his company's offerings. The tourism, harbor, and police departments have all indicated they have no objection to either of these tour proposals. Ordinances up for adoption at the meeting include allowing ATVs and snow machines on borough roads or shoulders, and revising the water and sewer service procedures. The Assembly will also see a report from the contract assessor that details concerns and recommendations for the assessing process at the borough. A complete agenda and meeting packet is available on the Haynes Borough website. The Haynes Assembly meets at 6:30 Tuesday evening in Assembly Chambers. The Commerce Committee meets at 4:30 in Assembly Chambers. And as the Haynesboro Assembly meeting is going on, the Haynes District School Board may decide Tuesday whether to close Mosquito Lake School because of declining enrollment. The decision has been on the horizon since the final school count was official late last fall. Currently, 5 students attend Mosquito Lake. The low enrollment is a problem because the school district relies on a combination of state and borough funds to operate. Those funds are based on a variety of factors and formulas. As a second school in the district, Mosquito Lake needs to remain at 10 students or more for a guaranteed certain amount of funding. When enrollment falls below 10 students, like it did this year, the formula used by the state for funding changes, and the district loses a certain amount of state funding. The school board could decide to shutter the school, meaning Mosquito Lake students would have to bus into Haynes to attend school or attend Clukwan through another school district or be homeschooled. Or the board could decide to keep the school open and come up with the extra funding needed elsewhere in its budget. It costs about $250,000 to operate the school yearly. In response to the possible closure, a task force was created earlier this year to research the interest and viability of the school. The task force was headed by Mosquito Lake teacher Kate Burlocker and principal Cheryl Stickler. They are expected to share the task force recommendation for the school at Tuesday's board meeting. If the board decides to close the school, the borough will then have to address what to do with the school building. The Haynesboro School Board meets Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the high school library. The Haynes High School boys basketball team finished as runners-up at last week's Region 5 tournament in Juneau and clinched a spot in the Class 2A state tournament. The Glacier Bears are set to play 8 a.m. Monday, March 17th against Glen Allen at Sullivan Arena in Anchorage. The 8-team 2A tournament runs through Wednesday, March 19th. Glen Allen is the top-seeded interior team, while Haynes is the number 2 seed from Southeast behind Metlakatla. The Haynes boys and girls had similar runs at region as both teams were seeded 4th in the 4-team conference. Each team opened with a loss to Metlakatla on Wednesday and then recovered to edge Wrangell on Thursday, advancing to a Saturday morning game against Craig for the conference's second state berth. The girls lost to the Craig Panthers 39-26 to end their season. The boys topped Craig 56-40 and moved on to state. Metlakatla won the tournament title in both the boys' and girls' brackets. Haynes seniors Libby Jacobson and Grace Jones took all tournament honors for the girls' team, and senior Justin Swinton for the boys. Skagway Panther teams headed to Ketchikan for their region tournament for the Class 1A at the same time. The Lady Panthers started out the tourney strong with a 37-3 win over Klawock, but fell in their final two games, first to Cake and then Angoon. Yak Attack and Cake advanced to the state tournament. The Lady Panthers finished the season 12-10 overall with 8-6 in conference play. The Panther boys also won their first game of the tournament with a 43-38 win over Cake, but fell in close games to Yak Attack and Angoon to finish out the season with a record of 13-8 overall and 9-5 in conference play. Yak Attack and Klawok advanced to the state for 1A Boys Conference. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS Local News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. We also bring you wider-reaching stories from around the region to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained, and we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.